Hello and welcome to A Vague Idea. This is a comedy game show podcast hosted by me, Nate Regolia. Each week I subject my guests to a list of topics to find out if they have a vague idea. With me as always is Shannon Page. Shannon, how are you?
I'm so excited.
Ooh. You're not addicted to scared. Speed, are you? You did say you were going to the pharmacy before. Scared.
No, I'm excited for our guest.
Oh, well, hey. Aww. Yeah, you know what? Guys, listeners, guys.
Y'all.
Them, they. Them, they, theirs.
Yeah.
We have our first three-peating guest. You know him. You love him. You want to be him. But don't kill him and wear his skin. It's Micah White.
Micah,
welcome back.
You made it weird.
That was odd.
I did.
I realize I have another podcast, actually. I need to go. That was really uncomfortable.
Micah, you might be wondering why we brought you this soundproof murder base as well.
Oh, no. This place really works. Bye, world. I'm dead. No, I am honored to have thrice disgraced your lovely podcast.
No, it's wonderful to have you back because
thank you.
We had a lot of fun, and I'm so happy that you get to be on with the higher quality setup.
Oh,
so
this
we
is
don't
amazing.
Have to all scream at the center of the table.
Yeah,
which
this is better
nice.
Than the alley between Ogden and Clarkson where we were huddling near a dumpster the first time.
Oh yeah,
this
yeah.
is great. This is really. I feel like I need to do a Tommy John ad or like MeUndies or Bird Dogs or something. I feel like yeah. there's some corporate funding here. I don't know about. Maybe NPR is putting this like deep on their website.
I mean, the show now is technically brought to you by Steno, the office in which
oh, it
we
is
are.
Actually brought by
Steno. I mean,
oh,
well,
wow.
I don't know. Wow. I was going to run it by Rex, but yeah, you know, mention a vague idea to Rex and maybe something
willing,
will happen.
You're willing the sponsorship to into existence.
Yeah.
Like, Steno provided us with all the equipment.
Wow.
This is what
Steno.
I can do is create things with my mind now.
Does Steno have a slogan?
They
like
should.
Steno. You're here now.
I was thinking get shit done.
And you're never leaving.
Steno, get shit done. I like that. That's good.
For a co-working space?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And the I can be like a laptop. You know how they like you can't write shit on like the side of a building. So they get SH laptop T done.
Ooh.
It's a visual
yeah.
joke. Great for radio.
I like
Anywho.
It. That's why you're back.
Oh, boy.
Because you're
Is
a
that why?
You are a multifaceted quadruple threat. Or quintuple even.
Quintuple?
I mean, I assume you can sing.
Sing.
You can play the music.
Yep. Black.
You can also play tennis.
Many states. I can't play tennis. That's true. We were chatting about the U.S. Open earlier.
Yeah, we were. Because if anyone followed Micah's social media feed, you got to see a lot of like real hot takes about the U.S. Open occurring.
Micah White on Facebook, at Micah White on Twitter, at Micah No, at just Micah P. White on the Insta.
Yeah.
I am against the U.S. Open, let me tell you
why. Wow.
Let me tell you why.
Why, Commie?
Hot take.
Why, Commie? What's up?
I went 1 year. I went 1 year, and I had a backpack.
Oh, you could afford to go to U.S. Open while you lived in New York? That must be nice.
My dad does sports things.
Oh, there you go. Fair, yeah, okay.
So he got me a ticket, and I took a backpack, and I went to go in, and they're like, you can't take a backpack in. We're going to have
check
you check it.
Yeah.
But we'll give you this clear plastic bag that you can take your stuff in, because then you feel really cool
right,
walking around with your clear plastic bag.
You're like a
There's
child.
My tampon.
You're like a child
That's
in elementary
me, not
school.
You.
But then, not 10 feet past the entrance was the merch booth where they were selling
backpacks. Get the fuck out.
Screw you, U.S. Open.
That's fair.
That's fair. No retort here. That's some BS.
Yep.
Side note, shout out to the festival, the former festival known as Grand Uzi, because there was a visible tent. That's a brand of some sort of, I don't know what the hell they are. Either.
Oh, what is visible?
Bad marketing, because I have no idea what they are.
Are they like the teeth alignment service?
Is it teeth alignment? No, that's
Invisalign.
No, that's
Invisalign.
Invisalign.
Oh, okay.
No, visible, yeah. Like the word.
I've never heard it.
They were giving out clear backpacks. And at the time, I was like, sure, I'll take one, whatever. But every time I go to Red Rocks or any or I travel, I went to the U.S. Open, full circle, and I took it. Well, no, I didn't take it. I was going to take it, but they don't allow anything. They don't even allow clear ones inside.
Oh.
But when you go to like Red Rocks, I was like, get your bags open, open the bag. And I go up to the front, and they're like, oh, I can see right through this. Go on. I'm like, yeah. So that was the best thing that came out of Grand Doozy besides seeing Stevie Wonder, including suffering through the chain smokers, who were a lot of pyro and nothing else.
I thought you meant the other people at the festival that were just smoking a lot. I forgot, but that's a band.
Yeah. Yeah, the Chainsmokers, if you'd like to sponsor the show.
Yeah, after that glowing review. All right, if you like, boop, 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 it's just like every 5 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, they used to play them in my Zumba class a lot.
Wow, Zumba. Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I love Zumba.
Look at you.
I love it.
It's the Roomba that you do yourself.
She's a Renaissance woman.
I know, isn't
US
she?
US Open and Zumba.
Yeah.
What year was that you went?
To the US Open?
Yeah. No, not to Zumba. I don't give a fuck about that.
Well, it's true. I haven't been to Zumba in like a year, so it was a valid question. The US Open would have probably been, 11 or 12 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
When Serena was playing.
Yeah, probably. <That's right. laughs> I don't remember because I was so upset about the backpack. Yeah, I don't even think I paid attention.
You're in a, what do you call it, a fugue state. Yeah. It's a haze of anger.
Yeah, I hear that Roger Federer is like a white male Serena Williams. That's a lot of dead air. I saw that.
It was the only response I had.
I saw that. I've seen that meme online lately, which is this like, what? Well, what if we talked about athletes not by comparing them to a white male athlete, but comparing them to who's actually really good? Anyway, that doesn't really matter. Hey, today's episode, the theme is going to be storms. Ooh. Okay,
not
so you
tennis?
Guys ready? No, not tennis.
Yeah, I thought after all this preamble.
What a missed opportunity that was.
Yep, category one is 15 love.
Category one. Like a storm. Category one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Micah is our beloved guest. You get to choose. You get to choose whether you want to choose 1 through 10 from the list
you
or you
want
to defer to Shannon.
Storms or tennis? I would actually like you to rewrite the show.
Just break the game
you
right
can
now.
Choose your theme.
Let's do tennis. If I want to choose or defer?
Yeah, so you can either choose first or you can have Shannon choose
go
first.
Or
it's really
second.
Up to you.
I will serve. And by that I mean I will go first.
Great.
Choose. Can we just sprinkle tennis?
We're just going to keep
going.
I'm great with that.
I love the idea.
I think it's a vitally good
about
idea.
The deuce of you. That's good stuff.
Fault. So 1 through 10, Micah, what do you think?
Let's go with 1.
Well, hey, we're going to go with number 1, Micah White. Oh. Do you have a vague idea about the great Galveston storm of 1900?
I have a vague idea.
Oh, yeah. You can just talk now.
Yeah. We got rid of that.
Since you were last on, we don't do the bidding thing, so you just talk. Tell
good.
Me whatever you think about it.
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah.
No, okay.
No, it did. It was a tragic waste of time.
Was there Apple Music or Apple iTunes feedback on the... liked the show, hated the bidding.
Yeah, we had a wonderful revelation. Like, I don't know what.
Well, when we first started, it made sense because there was like actual scoring that made sense and
right.
you would bid on it
right.
based on whether you had a vague idea or whether if you knew it a lot.
Yeah.
And the order determined the bidding. And then once we got rid of that, we were like, wait, why are we still doing this part?
Yeah. Huh. Way to adapt, guys.
Yeah. Oh, we're very adaptable.
We're agile.
We're like that fish that crawled on the land and then eventually became us.
I'm trying to think of a tennis term.
Hashtag 2000-year-old earth.
Roger Federer.
Very good. It explains a lot.
I can just talk, so now I just get graded off the quality of the BS.
Yep.
Well, did you give me a year?
Yeah, it's the Great Galveston Storm of 1900.
Oh, the 1900 Great Galveston. I see in my mind.
Yeah, don't mix it up with a different one.
I was thinking 1871, and that's just awkward.
Very different story.
The only thing I could tell you is that it was probably in Texas.
That's correct.
Nailed it. What do you
very
got?
Shannon.
That was all I knew.
I won't say I knew that. I was just assuming it wasn't Galveston, South Carolina or something. Some curveball.
Actually, it was Galveston, France. I'm sorry.
Galveston.
I think Galveston. Galveston.
Galveston.
Galveston.
We'll refer to
Texas.
Here out as a,
I think it's on a coast, so I'm going to say it's a hurricane of some sort.
Yeah, that's
and
correct.
And I'm going to guess that it was great. And okay. No, I think that people probably wouldn't remember it unless there was something crazy about it. So maybe it rained fish on the town.
Whoa. Yeah, that would be awesome if it wasn't so...
I think people just died.
Terribly tragic.
Yeah, there
Micah's correct.
Yeah,
a lot of people died. Yeah.
The Great Galveston Storm, or Great Galveston Hurricane, was the deadliest natural disaster in United States history.
Oh.
Whoa, wait, pause. At the time.
Yeah, at the time. Although...
I mean, never forget.
I think it's probably natural. Still... Yeah.
Oh, you said natural.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, natural.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
But then there was, like... The earthquake in 1906, the San Francisco earthquake.
You guys got to hear these numbers, or these estimated numbers.
You're really excited about this.
He's a little too giddy, I might say.
You got to hear about all this death.
I'm really excited about generations ago suffering of coastal people. No. Yeah. So, it's the fourth deadliest Atlantic hurricane overall. The hurricane left between 6,000 and 12,000 fatalities in the United States. The number most cited in official reports is 8,000.
Yeah, it's a bit, I love when you when you look at something and they're like, that might cost between $500 and $1 million. Or like tax filings, like so-and-so made between $10 and $120 million. It's like, well, that's a bit broad.
There's a big difference between those numbers.
I'd take 10, but either way is great. So between 6 and 12, but we agree that it's about 8.
About 8 is the official report.
There were that many people living in Galveston in that year.
Well, so here's the thing that's wild is Galveston in the 1900s was a huge coastal community. It was I can't even think of an American city that compares. It was like our Riviera. Wow.
San Diego.
Yeah, I mean, so it could be San Diego-ish. Sure.
But
most of the deaths occurred in or near Galveston, Texas, after the storm surge inundated the coastline with 8 to 12 feet of water. It's a lot of water.
Nothing specific about this.
Very few people.
6 to 12,000 people. Yeah. 8 to 12 feet.
Well, it was 1900. They hadn't agreed on what.
It was between 1900 and 1936.
it might have just been Hitler.
Between 6 to 12,000 people died or remained alive. They lived. Actually, it wasn't that great at all.
So there you go. It was a big ass hurricane that happened in 1900. That remains pretty serious. And
Before the nomenclature of naming hurricanes? Because isn't it Hurricane Bob?
It doesn't have a name because they didn't do that yet.
Oh.
When did they start doing that? I mean, not to...
I assume around the time that the hurricane...
I'll let you handle
like,
the questions.
Hey, storms aren't all bad. We have to humanize these storms.
Did you know that hurricanes that are named after women usually cause more casualties because people take them less seriously?
Yeah, that's I've heard that, and that is a tragedy about our world.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, Shannon's coming. I guess I'll just lay in my hammock and eat a hot dog.
Hurricane Katrina, let me get on my roof.
Yeah.
I'll watch. Chubby Checker, R.I.P. He didn't die then, but he's dead now.
I was going to say, did Chubby Checker die in Hurricane Katrina?
No, but he was there. He didn't die then, but he has since died in the past 14 years, I believe. R.I.P.
Pour some out for Chubby Checker.
Twist his way out of that. Come on, baby.
He really would have been better suited for a tornado. 2 points for Micah, 1 point for Shannon. Shannon, you get to pick the next topic.
Number four.
Ooh.
It's time to play Recast.
Oh.
This week on Recast, we're recasting the film The Perfect Storm from 2000, and you are going to recast George Clooney and Mark Wahlberg's characters. Shannon, are you going to recast with who you normally recast?
Yes, Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock.
Great.
Oh.
Because they should be in everything.
Love them making sad, tragic eye contact in a boat while it's about to be crushed by nature's steel will.
I think I want Keanu to be Marky Mark and Sandra to be George Clooney.
I like that.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Well, I mean, that's the name of the game.
Well, the name of the game is Recast. But I'll call it
Specified Recast.
Micah, who would you recast in those roles?
Samuel L. Jackson and Ellen Page.
Wow.
Which one is which?
Don't care, never seen it.
Ooh.
And the look you probably saw the look on my face. I was like, Juno, what the hell's her name? That was me trying to remember her name. I got there right in time. Ellen Page. Household name Ellen Page.
Another acceptable answer would have been Halle Berry, and she played Storm. And that'll probably be a question later. Shoot.
Thanks for that. Yeah, good.
And
Hugh Jackman from
Swordfish? No, I'm trying to think of somebody else that's weathery.
Slash Wolverine.
And who does the weather on the Good Morning America? Wilford.
Good question.
Wilford
Brimley.
Nope. That's the
are you thinking of Willard Scott?
Willard Scott.
There you go.
Who Willard Scott and Halle Berry.
Who retired 25 years ago. Way to
keep it current. But he used to remind us that Welch's commemorates old people.
Centenarian birthdays. Yeah. Willard Scott.
I haven't watched today's show in a while.
It's Al Roker now. Al Roker's the guy now.
Well, he's not on Good Morning America, though.
No, he's on Today.
Yeah, he's on Today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe him.
Who is on Good Morning America?
I don't know. I don't know who I'm thinking of.
No one watches Good Morning America.
I don't think anybody does, no, because it's kind of like a...
Who's the guy that lost all the weight?
Al Roker.
Oh, yeah. That's who I'm thinking of then.
Black guy.
Yeah.
He is the black male Willard Scott.
So Al Roker and Halle Berry would be my other answer.
Okay.
Then or now? Fat Al Roker or skinny Al Roker?
I kind of like fat Al Roker better.
I hate when fat people get skinny.
It just didn't look right.
You don't have to cut this out. What I hate more, you know, when you have, you know, we all, I'm talking to the listener now. We all have.
Guys, go ahead and just grab a cup of tea, cozy up. Micah's going to tell you a story.
Hey, guys. We all have a fat friend, right? Like, you know that fat friend? And like, I'm not going to disclose my stats, but God damn it. Nothing pisses me off more when that fat friend's like, I now weigh 160 pounds. I'm like, fuck you. You're not allowed to pass me. Like, you can get within like 10, maybe. Like, God damn it. Fuck you, former fatty. Anyway, Al Roker. He will be missed. He's not dead, but when he is.
He will.
Well, he will be missed.
No, yeah. I think declaring anyone that they will be missed is a high honor. Because
not always true.
There are a lot of people won't be missed. Yeah. Great job. Shannon, 1.5 points. Micah, 1 point. And Micah, you get to pick 1 through 8.
3.
Number 3. Well, Micah, do you have a vague idea about a nor'easter?
Yeah, it's a storm.
All right.
Yeah, and that happens in the northeast region of the country. Boy, I don't know the specifics about what that actually... There's probably some degree of... God, is a nor'easter... It's not a blizzard. Is it a blizzard or is it just like a storm?
Don't ask me. I'm saving my knowledge.
Oh, I bet you are.
Also, I don't have any knowledge.
No, being from the air, that region, I should know more about it. I've heard. No, I like the accent you put on it. That was good.
Nor'easter. Well, that was Australian that time.
Yeah, that was a little more Fosters.
Australian for storm.
It's not a storm. This is a storm.
I'll show you a storm. Probably requires speeds of up to 80 miles per hour. I have no idea. All I know is that it's a storm, which was from the context of the category of the show.
Great.
You said it was in the Northeast.
Northeast. Thank you. At least origin, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's in the Northeast. I feel like it's also at sea for some reason.
It's true.
It
involves waves. Like, what were we just talking about? The movie with George Clooney and
Martin Perfect Storm.
I feel like that was a nor'easter.
Oh, hard to say.
It might have been. I don't know.
It's lots of tidal waves and rain and boats being like, ah, it's a nor'easter. We better get to land.
Lobster pots tumbling asunder.
Yeah. Lobster pots. Quite a continental accent Nate has. It could be anywhere.
Lobster pots. Nor'easter is a macro-scale extratropical cyclone in the western North Atlantic Ocean. The name derives from the direction of the strongest winds that will be hitting an eastern seaboard of the northern hemisphere as a cyclonic air mass rotates counterclockwise. Winds tend to blow northeast to southwest over the region covered by the northwest quadrant of the cyclone.
Well, I was going to say that, but I thought that was obvious.
Yeah, I didn't want to show off by saying macro scale, extra topical.
Hey, look, I know you. This show isn't about kind of just slapping our dicks on the table, so I get it, guys.
Thank goodness.
Wow, it's huge. Nor'easters tend to develop most often and most powerfully between the months of November and March, although they can develop during other parts of the year as well. And,
Did they give you any speeds there? You have any speeds?
They didn't. They did not give speeds.
That was your one thing that you had going for you.
I'm looking. Give me a point in case I was right.
Some nor'easters people might know over the Great Blizzard of 1888.
Mm.
I know we were all there. The Great Appalachian Storm of 1950. Ash Wednesday storm of 1962.
Oh.
That killed 40 people in New England. Wow. the Eastern Canadian Blizzard of 1971, the Groundhog Day Gale of 1976, Shannon, 1991's Perfect Storm.
Oh!
So that is correct.
Was that movie based off that?
Yes, it was based off of the act. It is based on a true story sort of situation.
A thing people need to know about me is that I know nothing about movies. Unless I've seen it. I've seen about 9 movies.
Ever.
Total, yeah.
Let's list them. Number 1.
Pulp Fiction.
Okay, number 2.
Saturday Night Fever.
Number 3.
Grease. All John Travolta. I mentioned that.
Number 4.
Battlestar Galactica.
Now. Michael. I think I've seen Michael, actually.
Oh, shit.
Cruel Intentions. He wasn't in that.
Nope.
He was in Spirit.
Oh, yeah. And that's it. It was actually
5. I hear and that Michael John Jackson's, Travolta actually it. Was in Ryan Phillippe's body through Scientology during the filming of...
What I'd give to be in Ryan Phillippe's body. Jesus Christ. He is a tall drink of water. You messed up, Reese. You messed up. Hashtag back on the market.
I don't think so. He's got like a creepy eye. He's got like eyes that are like, I'm a creepy dude eyes. Like, I think she messed up marrying him. It's like, Reese, what are you doing with this guy with creepy eyes?
Here's a comment if we do some data. He posted an Insta with his son, and his son's pretty cute too. So please check the. Actually, don't cut it. You know, I don't fucking know, man. I don't know. You can call a kid cute.
Let's just remember that this is a comedy podcast, so whatever Micah says is a joke. Hey! And that makes it okay.
I've never seen his son. He's not on my wall at home.
No.
Ew.
He meant cute. Like,
yeah,
it's cute.
Like,
cute.
Oh, he could pinch his little cheeks.
Scrapping little fella.
His little butt cheeks.
Oh, God, I hope he's. I hope he's of age.
I don't think he is. I'm doing a long arc. Like, I did the Michael Jackson. Now I... By episode 5, you'll realize I was Michael Jackson all along.
You'll put the jacket on and there'll just be sequins bursting out of it. We'll be like, oh, shit. Excellent work. Shannon. Shannon, 2 points. Micah, 1.5.
That's generous.
And Shannon, we're back to you. 1 through 7.
7.
Number 7. We're going to play another mini game. This one's called Storm Area 51. They can't stop us all.
All right.
It's based on the popular meme about storming Area 51 because they can't stop us all.
Thank you for explaining it.
You are both posited the question.
Okay.
Oh.
What should we name the aliens that the upcoming Facebook events respondents are sure to find in Area 51?
Oh.
Wendy Williams. I won the game. How you doing?
That was a good impression.
That was good.
It took me a second, but then I was that's right on.
That's spot on.
How you doing? It was a better person. Cut that one. Don't cut the pedophile shit. But cut the second one.
I will cut nothing.
All right, so people are going to storm Area 51, which is in the middle of the desert, and they're going to find aliens. And what is the name of those aliens that live in the desert?
Well, they might not live in the desert, but their corpses might be in an army bunker or Air Force installation. Sure. I mean, I don't know. We all saw Independence Day, the good one, not the sequel that was garbage.
I love Independence Day. Yeah. That might be one of my favorite
movies. The first
movies.
One's great.
I saw that. That's 6.
6?
All right.
I saw that.
It's really good.
That was the only movie in my lifetime which I saw at midnight, like a midnight premiere.
We
saw it on like July 2nd at midnight, or when it turned like the 3rd or whatever.
Yeah. It was huge. 90s. I remember being very terrified seeing the trailer because it was so
lifelike.
Because the whole alien thing was so scary. I don't know, when I was a kid.
I admire the Bill Paxton inspirational speech.
I do.
When I was in school learning how to do JavaScript games, I made a version of Space Invaders. And my twist on it was that it played the Bill Pullman speech the whole time you were playing.
Was it Paxton or Pullman?
It was Pullman.
Pullman.
Yeah. It was Pullman. Yeah, yeah. Which one's dead?
Paxton.
Oh, RIP.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Chet.
Was that your answer, Chet?
Chet.
It was a long way to get to
it. It's a good name for an alien.
My answer is Chet.
Bill Paxton played Chet in Weird
Boom.
Science.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
My creation. Is it real? My creation. Ooh! My creation is my Ooh. Creation. From my heart and from my hands. Why do people understand my intentions? Ooh! Well, now you can't monetize this. I'm sorry. I just...
Oh, no.
Danny you're... Elfman will get all the money for this
no,
episode.
No, look, I'll talk to him.
God damn it. Oingo Boingo. Oingo Boingo again. Foiled. Foiled by Oingo Boingo.
I'm going to say that they are Earthlings, and they will discover that we are the aliens.
Oh.
Twist.
So wait, so Scientologists were right that there were other aliens here all along, and we're the aliens. Within the aliens.
I recently heard this theory that the reason that we're so interested in Mars is because that's where we're from, and we killed our planet and we sent a pod of people to mm-hmm. repopulate Earth, and when the pod landed, that's the meteor that killed the dinosaurs.
Wow. Whoa.
And the two people we sent were named Adam and Eve.
That's a very interesting bit of aerobics.
I don't believe it. I think I saw it on BuzzFeed.
I mean, I like it. It's very concise. I love the idea that we can wrap all of this in a neat little package that way.
Well, as the man said, open the door, get on the floor. Everybody walk.
Walk a dinosaur.
Boom, boom, akalakalaka, boom. Boom, boom, akalaka.
Boom,
boom.
Boom. Like three people are going to get that.
I think more than three people. It was a prominent song.
It's a great one-hit wonder by Was Not Was.
Plus, I'm pretty sure they did it on the Jim Henson Dinosaur Show at one point, too.
Was Jim Henson behind that?
Yeah.
You want to know something about my life?
Yes.
Answer carefully. I think it's still true, never saw the series finale of Dinosaurs. And I watched that show religiously, but my mom sent me to 4-H camp, and the week I was gone was the week that Dinosaurs had its finale.
Yeah, and it's not on Hulu or Netflix or anything.
No, it's on Hulu now.
It ended up somewhere. I remember someone saying it now exists.
I just saw it. It's on Hulu.
22 years later, yeah.
It's not hold up, super well-paced for the day.
I also never saw the season finale of Dinosaurs, but I never saw any of it.
What I will say is it is...
That was like a one down. You ever heard of a one-upping? That was like one down.
Not only did I not see that, but I didn't care at all either. So how about that?
Yeah,
no, what I will say, that the finale of that show is actually probably the most risk-taking finale that any show has done. Do you want to hear anything about it, or do you want no spoilers?
Well, now I might go watch it. But now for the audience, I feel like no one else cares.
I mean,
basically,
the show ends, the series of the dinosaurs ends with
the
a meteor being coming down
and
everybody coping with their imminent demise, which is such an interesting way to take something that's like,
this has been a show.
Yeah. This is like a family sitcom from the mid-90s.
It's like if Full House ended that way.
Yeah, yeah. Full House ends with... Uncle Joey's just like, I can't live anymore. I'm killing all of you and then myself. And that's the end of the show.
And then You Ought to Know just starts playing.
I mean, the signs were there. They ought to have known.
See?
Great job. Shannon, 2.5 points. Micah, 2 points for Wendy Williams. And Micah, we're back to you. 1 through 6.
Oh, let's go 5.
All right. Do you have a vague idea, and pardon my attempt at pronouncing this German word, do you have a vague idea about Sturmabteilung?
Oh, that's different.
Sturmabteilung. Do you have a vague idea about that?
Can you use it in a sentence? Can you spell it?
The spelling is Sturmabteilung. UNG.
Oh, Sturmabteilung.
Yeah. Great. I'm glad we're on the same page now.
It was a great... It seems like something to do with unrest and drama and discord and other synonyms I can think of.
I think that's accurate. So.
I think it's accurate.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
That's all I got.
Okay. Shannon.
I put all my money in the Sturm und Drang category, so I didn't have a lot of time to bone up on Ryan Phillippe's son. No. On Sturm und Kyla.
Will you spell it again?
Yes.
S-T-U-R-M-A-B-T-E-I-L-U-N-G. It's like it sounds.
Yeah, Micah memorized it.
Yeah, I'm impressed. I'm going to say it's an inner storm. And it means
an inner storm. What is that? Like within oneself.
Oh, yeah, and then within oneself, you are struggling with different ideas, and you have an inner fight going on.
It's like Heidegger's angst or angst, yeah. I suppose. but it's this angst. Is a storm within oneself.
But specifically in your lungs.
It's because it ends with lung. Yeah. Yeah.
And so your breathing is affected by this inner fight you've got going on.
Great job. You're both wrong. The Sturmabteilung is literally the storm detachment and was the Nazi Party's original paramilitary. So the stormtroopers.
I should have just said Nazis. Anything about Germany. Yeah. Just say Nazis.
It's a safe guess. Well,
especially when storms are involved, since the storm imagery is really prominent among American Nazis as well. Played a significant role in Hitler's rise to power in the 20s and 30s. Primary purpose was providing protection for Nazi rallies and assemblies, disrupting meetings of opposing parties, fighting against paramilitary units of other parties, especially the Red Front Fighters League of the Communist Party of Germany.
The RFFL, if you will.
Yeah. And intimidating trade unionists, Romani, and Jews.
Well, shout out to my hometown of Charlottesville, Virginia, while we're on the topic.
Hey, so. You know, keeping it terrifying.
I'm from there. Fewer tiki torches back then in the day.
Oh, yeah. No points for either of you.
Oh.
You were both adorable, but no.
Well, while you're awarding no points, I will say I took my phone out and I 15.
What is it?
Ryan Phillippe's son is 15.
So. Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Just want to... Cute kid as a he's in high school.
Let's
shit.
Cut that.
Yeah. this is like a snuff podcast. The one that got away.
Well, I mean, you don't have to kill him. It's
oh, fair. That'd be a real arc.
We keep going to really Micah
killed
places.
Ryan Phillippe's son. Find out why on A Big Idea with Nate Regolia and Shannon Page.
And this week in enabling the murder of underage children.
We'd probably get a lot more listeners, though.
It's true.
Yeah,
if you want to go that way, yeah. I wouldn't
be
against it.
Fuck cereal. We got this shit in the bag.
Cereal would probably just play the episodes you had been on and
can
take
you
it
hold
from
this
us.
Episode yeah, they... for 3 years? Or two? What's the... Anyway,
what's the stat?
We don't need to, we don't need to thread the needle. Although...
Okay. Shannon.
Yes.
It's back to you. 1 through 5.
Three.
Number three. Well, Shannon.
Is it another game?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I've got nothing but games this round.
You got
okay.
game.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited.
You're like,
I'm excited. It's not a game.
Ray Allen Woo. In that movie.
I don't know.
About having game.
Not one of my nine.
That's all right.
Not is it?
He got game?
He got game.
I think.
Yeah. I knew where he was going,
Ray
but
Allen
I'm not
seeing it. I didn't know.
Shannon, do you have a vague idea about Aurora Monroe?
Aurora
Monroe.
Can you spell that?
The name is spelled
Sturmabteilung.
I think you kind of remember it. Jeez, that's crazy. First name is spelled O-R-O-R-O. Last name, Monroe, M-U-N-R-O-E.
That is the first weatherman in America who identified different types of storms and also a warning system to get people inside when storms were coming.
Okay. So basically just saying his first name, Aurora, to indicate that there's a storm. It's a my name is
go
a
inside.
Siren.
Go yeah. inside. Yep.
Okay. Micah.
Well, my wrong answer was going to be that it's the name of one of Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon's twins, because they have like a Morocco and Monroe. But
nice.
I realized that was not the case. So
I like that. I like that a lot.
It's very clever.
Storms, though.
Yeah, that's where I what did I say? I prefaced it with my wrong answer is.
Maybe if Rihanna had a kid, she's got it.
Monroe.
Umbrella is just like about storms, also.
That's true. That's a good point.
Plus, the relationship with Chris Brown was very stormy.
Oof.
Right?
What's up, Virginia? Shout out. He's from.
Shannon.
Hang on, sorry. I have to say something nice about Virginia.
Go ahead.
I've mentioned the white nationalists and Chris Brown now. yep, got nothing. Keep going.
All right.
Aurora Monroe is the alter ego of X-Man Storm.
No way!
Batting all around it.
Yep.
Man.
One of us should have got that. That's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
Aurora? Really?
Aurora.
Not Aurora.
No, yeah.
Aurora.
Yeah, I know. This character was created by writer Len Wein and artist Dave Cockrum. Cockrum's original concept for a character with the power of the weather, of weather control, was male, and he changed this idea after he realized that multiple females with cat-related abilities existed. So he was like, oh, we gotta make a lady hero that's not a kitty.
Oh.
Yeah. Meow.
It's a good idea.
Meow. Apparently, this character has descended from a long line of African witch priestesses. As a member of the fictional subspecies of humans born with superhuman abilities known as mutants, and she's able to control the weather and atmosphere. And considered to be one of the most powerful mutants on the planet, even though in all of the movies, she's not, like... See, this is the thing that's hard about superhero movies.
It's
on. Because Storm should be able to be like, you're frozen, you're electrocuted, we're done, right? But instead, they're like, no, Halle Berry, don't do anything effective. We need to let...
Hugh Jackman do everything.
Yeah, well, you know, he's a, I don't know, hex
couple
threat.
I like how you said, you're frozen, like, you're basic.
that was good.
Yeah, I
great
feel like
job.
If you had the power of the weather, I don't want to get into like which superhero is strongest, but that's pretty big.
Oh, it is.
That's
it's
one.
The entire plot of the movie, the Avengers, the original Avengers, based off of the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
The one with Uma Thurman.
With Uma Thurman and Ralph Fiennes, where Sean Connery is the villain, and what he wants to do is control the weather. You're the weather now, dog.
Nor'easter.
Nor'easter. great job. You're both getting a point and a half for your witty answers
to that.
Yeah, not for merit. Certainly.
And back to Micah. Mm. Micah, 1 through 5.
Let's go with 1 again.
Number 1. Do you have a vague idea about Reuben Hurricane Carter?
Oh, yeah. Denzel Washington played him in a movie.
He sure did.
Bob Dylan wrote a goddamn song about
him. He sure did.
Yeah.
I was going to sing it.
Here's the story of the hurricane. Bob Dylan's coming to the Mish next month, they announced. Mission Ballroom.
Nice.
If I could take a moment to say something nice, I love that place. It's great. I went 2 nights in a row. I went to see Herbie Hancock and Kamasi Washington on a Wednesday, and I went to see George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic on allegedly their last tour. On the next day, the Thursday. And I say allegedly because he just announced he's taking over for like Bob Weir or something at the Telluride Blues and Brews Festival. I'm
that's
like,
well,
that was the last.
He's never going to stop.
Well, we're not touring again,
yeah.
but
Same
I will
tour.
Take gigs wherever I want.
Yeah, I'll take some cash. it's a cool venue. Very cool. I like it. Bob Dylan, that's where we were. Thank you. Yeah. Bob Dylan, here's the thing about Bob Dylan, and I don't want to piss off any listeners. You know, he can't sing.
No?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, like, I know. Yeah. one of my favorites. So my friend John Vanderwhite clued me into the existence of a YouTube video thing that was basically, it's called What's Dylan Grillin', and it's just a completely absurdist thing.
Love it already.
It is like a crappy animation of Bob Dylan standing next to a grill, and he just goes, "What's Dylan Grillin'?" And then he lifts the lid up, and it's like a basketball. And you're supposed to like decide what Dylan's. It's terrible.
You know, some things are funnier when you actually see it.
Yeah, I'm hoping
that's one because it is not funny now.
Yeah.
No, but Bob Dylan can't sing.
No.
He's
no.
Like, great no. songwriter.
Yeah. Hey, Ben Trashbaugh. Ew. Hey, Bill.
Shannon's really mad. She's glaring at me right now.
No, I agree. And I
have you never thought about the fact that Bob Dylan can't sing?
No. I've thought about it. I'm not mad. I was actually thinking that, again, that was a really good impression.
Oh, thank you.
Now we're going to enter into that meme where it's like, okay, so Bob Dylan can't sing. What if I tell you Jacob Dylan can't sing? And then suddenly more brain lights up.
Me and Cinderella, we put it all together. You can drive it home with one hand.
There it is.
Yeah.
I would disagree. I saw the Wallflowers at Taste of Colorado.
No, the Wallflowers are great. I'm not shitting on them. And
I saw them
Dylan's
a couple years ago
too.
At the Taste of Colorado. I did not make it to see Scott Stapp, voice of Creed, unfortunately.
Right.
I was so busy on my couch.
Oh, no.
Watching tennis.
I just recently realized, I just saw the poster for that, and I was like, oh, wow, Scott Stapp's out and playing free venues. Good for him. After that video, 3 years ago, where he was like, I'm terrible, I'm going to die.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Right? He had an online crisis.
Yeah.
And the world did not have its arms wide open.
Oh, well, I just heard the news today. Think my life is gonna change.
I don't know enough about Creed. I'm not. It's not ringing a bell.
With arms wide open, under the sunrise.
You just have to imagine he's wearing leather pants.
Imagine. I'll stand up.
Oh shit, there's your dick again. It's huge. Okay. Did you both get to answer about Reuben Hurricane Carter?
Nope.
Shannon, you might
gave all the answers, I feel.
Yeah.
Boxer.
I mean, we moved
Denzel.
On.
I didn't mention Boxer.
But you did now. Yeah,
I stole it. Sorry. Not that you had that in your arsenal.
well, wasn't he? I really don't know that much, but I'm trying to remember the Denzel movie.
Seven, by the way. I saw that movie.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
was it about how he was falsely accused and incarcerated for some crime?
Very good. Very good. Very good. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Good job. Yeah, Reuben Hurricane Carter, born May 6, 1937, died April 20th, 2014, was an American-Canadian middleweight boxer who was wrongfully convicted of murder and later released following a petition of habeas corpus after spending 20 years in prison. The saga is long. It's basically all mistaken identity and based on like, hey, the New Jersey cops were racist in the first place and the whole bunch of shit.
Shocking. Can I say something about Felicity Huffman?
Yes. Yes, you can. Yes.
I'm curious to see where this is going.
Try living in the skin, as I alluded to. I'm sort of weird about skin. Right now, when I said that, know where I was going? We'll see if I get there. So she, as of this recording, was just sentenced to a month, I believe, in jail for the whole cheating on the getting
SAT
her daughter
or
into,
whatever.
Paying money to rig the higher educational system in the favor of. See what I'd seen. Okay, I'll take a little because I had seen the headline. I think this week where she said, "I just wanted my daughter to have a fair shot," and it's like, "You're already fucking rich.
Yeah,
she's got a fair shot. I'm sorry, like you're." William H. Macy is the dad of your kid, one of the most beloved character actors
of our time.
If that pedigree alone doesn't already tip the scales,
what are we even doing here?
Like really? I mean, at some point, it's sort of like you're insulting your child by being like, "Look, she's this stupid. We really had to force it." It's like that's not cool. Come on.
Like I watched The View, and I'm not proud of it, but I do. And maybe it was yesterday's show. I caught up. Over the weekend, they all agreed. Like they never agree with anything. They're all like, "Oh no, that bitch should go to jail for longer than a year." Even Meghan McCain. She was like, "She should go to jail." Then she's like, "Oh, to be clear, for more than a month." She's like, "More than a month."
And then she was like, "I love my father, John McCain.
I'm the princess of Arizona," as SNL put it. But someone I was talking—I'm not naming names—but I was talking to someone. They're like, "I don't think we should, the system needs an overhaul, like the mass incarceration. I don't think that's the way to go. And I don't think that giving her longer would be the way to go." And my response was, I agree. The system needs an overhaul. Yeah. But until that, let's put white people in jail for as long as black people.
Yeah.
That'd be fun, I find. Because there was a woman, I think from New Jersey, actually, who was homeless and lied about her address to get her kid into a better...
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And she got like,
she got like five years.
But, oh, pardon me, I need to take a moment to cry for Felicity Huffman for getting a goddamn month over this to cheat
no,
away
no,
into...
No, and in fairness, you know, like, to your point... Like,
sometimes we fix it. Like, let's just make it equal. And then we can fix it.
because let's just remember, listeners, let's remember how after the 2008 financial crisis, zero bankers went to jail. So there's that.
Real talk.
Now, putting Felicity Huffman in jail for a month is not, I'm throwing air quotes, incarceration.
No.
Because you're just actually incarcerating someone who deserves it for less time than she probably deserves. Because the thing is, like, okay. Here's a beef.
I've done it now.
We're gonna take a little tangent.
Let's go.
Here's a beef I have about criminal justice, which is, all right, if a person murders another person, taking one life, that person can go to jail for their entire life for the crime of murdering someone else.
Yes.
Now, someone who uses their advantage...
Rod Blagojevich! Is that where you're going?
Yes, let's talk about the corruption in the Chicago mayoral elections in 2004.
No, the man got like 19 years for selling Obama's sentence.
Yeah.
That's insane!
Which is a lot of time, but, you know.
That's a white guy I'll defend.
Right.
Too long.
It is. He crossed the wrong people. Give him a month. Right. That should have been a month. It's like, hey, dude, you were a doofus. Get out of here. But no, I mean, my issue is, it's like, hey, if someone commits a crime wherein they defraud millions of people out of their life savings, they don't go to jail for life.
Or at
they
all.
They get a fine. They get a fine. They go, hey, so the rest of
the president.
The rest, they could become the president.
Oh, hot take.
Very good.
Hot take.
Great job. You both get 1 point. Well, you get 1 point each. You're not sharing the point.
So was your point that we should fine Felicity Huffman like $10 million?
No, well, my point is that when people use their financial advantage to manipulate the system in their favor, they do more damage, very arguably, than someone just directly killing another human being. And the way that we sort of measure these things as crimes is kind of outmoded. I think, you know, president of the board. Well, no, I'm not saying murder isn't bad.
Hot take. Shannon, hot take page over here. Good Lord. Is there no end to your hot takes?
I'm against the U.S. Open.
U.S. Open.
And murder.
Murder. And that's it. And we won't even get to the great 1901 murder at the U.S. Open, because we'll be here all night if we start talking about that. The terror at Flushing Meadows.
It's really a matter of, like, look, if you can bankrupt a bunch of people by defrauding them, that's as bad. That's worse. You're actually killing a lot of people. Even though you're not directly killing them, you are tipping the dominoes required to kill them. That's all.
If you're trying to get me to agree that Felicity Huffman is not as bad as a murderer or a banker, I will agree.
I agree. I agree with that. I'm not proposing that Felicity Huffman deserves to die or has done the same sort of thing. But
you don't know what I know.
I mean, we all saw Desperate Housewives, right?
No. Fuck no, I didn't.
Oh,
Not only did
we all see it, but I haven't seen a single episode. Hashtag Shannon Page.
No, I watched them all.
I was busy
watched them all.
Dinosaurs. On Hulu.
Mike, are we back to you?
You're the host, bro.
Shannon, you just...
I think it's her.
No, it's me.
It's back. Okay, Shannon. Shannon. One, two, or three?
Three.
Number three. Shannon, it's time to play your favorite game. It's time to play Palm Who Palm to Tear. Each week on Palm Who Palm to Tear, I present an object that is neither an apple nor a potato. And you have to tell us whether it's an apple or a potato. Shannon, this week, it is a packet of Bee Feed flour mix. These are seeds that were gifted to me by the Sierra Club
sowing
via the mail.
The seeds of love. The seeds of love. Sowing the seeds. Birds and the bees.
You guys, let's start a band.
The playlist for today's episode. The playlist for today's episode will be on a big idea.
I think we're officially a band now. It's been 50 minutes. Oh, yeah. So I think we're a band now.
Yeah, a big idea.
An envelope full of seeds.
It is.
Which makes me think of Johnny Appleseed, who traveled the country planting apple trees, which I don't know if I believe that story or not, but it's part of our history, and I'm going to use it because I can't think of anything else. So seeds, lots of them together, apples.
All right. I like that a lot. Very good.
What are two options?
Apple or potato.
Well, unfortunately, Shane is wrong.
You like?
I had to clarify that.
Wait, I got to figure out which one she's wrong about. Give me a minute.
Pomme de terre is a French. That's French.
Yeah, for potato. Very good.
Pomme de terre.
You've been on the show 3 times. You should know this one by now.
It was not a feature of the first episode.
It might not have been, actually.
I don't think it was. I think
because you were on in January the first
was
time.
That
January? Yeah.
This
January,
year?
April, and now, yeah, September.
Oh, wow.
So we'll get you one more time this year.
Nate's really
you're on the quarters.
Really sliding in my DMs. Yeah. He's got the. Wow.
Yeah.
Who was
between
I?
Between that and the getting in your skin, I'd be a little worried.
I am more than a little. Pomme de terre is French. Tears for Fears are British, English band. So given the proximity.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun. The
everyone wants to rule the world? Go ahead. Better. That was better.
There's no looking back.
I do have a music degree, so don't beat yourself up too much. Again, Spotify playlist, a big idea. We will have this episode's tunes all available. So because of the proximity of Tears for Fears and the French pomme de terre, it's obviously a potato.
All right. That makes sense. Great job.
Because England is close to France. It's a potato.
But aren't you dying to know?
Pomme is also French. Oh.
That's why it's a potato.
This is me poking holes. Pomme is apple.
No, I know. Aren't you dying
They're
to
both
know?
French. They're both apples. French.
Aren't you dying to know it's which way I would have gone? Now you discover which way I would have gone if you'd said potato.
I like it.
The answer was the same.
Great job, Micah. 2.5 points. Shannon,
thank
2 points.
Merci.
Oh.
Yeah.
Darian. And Micah. One or two. What do you want to pick?
Duh.
Duh. It's time for the Thunderdome.
We don't need another hero. Oh, am I jumping a bit here?
No, you're great.
Okay. We don't need to find a way home. Coo-coo-coo. All we want is Thunderdome.
What I like is that last week on the show, we specifically talked about the songs in Thunderdome that Tina Turner sings,
weird.
And you sang one of them.
What the fuck else does she sing?
So here we go.
Are there more?
I think there's more.
Wow.
This week in the Thunderdome.
Never seen it.
This week in the Thunderdome, you have to decide whether Casanova Nurse, that's a Florida weatherman, or Flip Spiceland, that's a former CNN weatherman, wins in a battle to the death. So who wins, Casanova Nurse or Flip Spiceland?
I'm sorry, is that real?
It's absolutely real. I looked this shit up.
Flip Spiceland?
Flip Spiceland. Uh-huh.
Well,
Casanova Nurse.
If he's for some reason, that doesn't bother me. I think it's on Good Morning America, actually. I don't believe that Flip Spiceland is real, but if he is, he's a loser. So I'm going with Casanova Nurse.
All right. Okay. Shannon, who wins?
No, Flip Spiceland totally wins because not only is he flippy, but he's also spicy.
Boo.
Nice.
Is there a real? Is there a rule, by the way, that we have to disagree? I feel like it's like natural.
No.
I feel like we both go different directions, different ways.
Yeah. No, you're just kind of diametrically opposed. It's like nature.
Mm.
Something about it. Mm. Something about it.
Well, Shanna's a woman, so I don't take her as seriously.
It's fair. Yeah.
God, I hope no one just zoomed to the 52nd minute of this podcast and missed the fucking callback there.
Make sure that the worst thing you stopped at was not the pedophile stuff earlier. But you
maybe
definitely didn't want to stop at the misogyny.
Maybe they skipped. They're like, oh, this isn't going well. Let's see what he has to say later. He's like, women aren't trustworthy. Like, oh, boy. Bridge too far. Well, good thing I'm not famous. Because, boy, would I get Me Too'd right about now. Holy shit. I got to stop watching Dave Chappelle.
One point for Micah.
Thank you.
1.5 points for Shannon.
Ooh. Oh.
And,
wow. Fuck that glass ceiling, huh?
Don't underestimate.
Shannon, we're back to you. Last topic.
I'll
take
it.
You want that last topic?
I'll take it.
Okay. Our last topic tonight is Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Ooh.
And for Fuck, Marry, Kill this week, you have to decide.
Ryan Felipe's son.
Ryan Felipe's son, Wendy Williams, and Flip Spicerman, or whatever the fuck that was.
Your options are renowned porn star and presidential payee, Stormy Daniels. Actor from The Office, Rainn Wilson. And former child star, now kind of indie comedy guy, Haley Joel Osment.
Who I share a birthday with.
What?
April 10. Google it.
All right. I'm going to fuck Stormy Daniels.
Okay.
Daniels.
Yeah, plural.
Stephanie Clifford.
She's a professional, and she'd probably be pretty good at it.
Sure. I one would imagine. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to marry Haley Joel Osment.
Have you seen him recently?
Yeah. Ugh. But he's also like kind of popped up in some like random like Silicon Valley, and he was in The Boys.
He was on Silicon Valley.
So he's making good choices. I feel like he'd be fun to hang out with.
Yeah. Oh, he was on like the Comedy Bang Bang TV show too, which
really?
I really like, cuz I was he was called something like Slow Joey. The name of his character was Slow Joey.
He's funny. He's kind of a nerd. We can hang. We can hang.
All right.
And I'm going to kill Rainn Wilson because every other role he has other than Dwight from The Office is really annoying. Like in Juno. Oh, call back to Juno.
Whoa.
Earlier. What does he say? He's like, somebody popped your ego or Lego. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's just weird. He's weird. Oh, I don't like him. I'm going to kill him.
All right. He was also in that movie Super,
yeah,
where Ellen Page dies brutally because she's being a superhero with him.
He's been in 2 Ellen Page movies?
I think so, yeah.
What are the fucking odds of that?
I know.
That's
crazy.
Huh.
Stars.
And I couldn't even
think
of her name an hour ago. Holy cow.
But you evoked her for the recast.
That's right. I summoned her.
Have we said her name 3 times? She might be outside.
She was also in the X-Men movie with Storm.
Yeah. Playing Kitty Pryde.
Oh, wow.
What? This is really the Ellen Page show.
Yeah.
We're all just spectators.
My God.
Wow.
All right. Great job, Shannon. Micah, who are you going to fuck? Who are you going to marry? Who are you going to kill?
This is weird, given the conversation we had. I think I agree. I think I'm fucking Storm. Well, I guess we're kind of... can't keep that card all my life, I guess. I would... I would fuck Stormy Daniels. I would marry Haley Joel, and I would kill Rainn Wilson. I concur.
All right,
I agree.
I like
concur.
It.
High five.
Right on.
We agree when it's
necessary.
Really important.
Yeah, the tough issues.
This is why American politics don't work, because people can't come together over the stuff that really matters.
Like who to fuck, marry, and kill.
Exactly.
Actually, that is kind of what American politics comes down to.
It really is.
Who to fuck, marry, and kill.
We're gonna fuck the poor.
Yep.
We're going to kill the poor,
and we're going to
marry the rich.
Big scooter.
Big oil. And big oil. Scooter. I like big scooter is way more timely. All right. I'm going to add the scores up, so you guys just throw some words at each other for a little bit.
I say out too late. I'll tell you how my mind went there. Taylor Swift's re-recording her catalog because Scooter Braun, her old manager, bought the rights to all her masters, and she not having it. Not happy about it.
If he has the rights, is she allowed to re-record them?
He has the rights to the masters.
Oh, okay.
Not like the songs.
Not the song
she
itself?
Owns the song. She wrote the song, so yeah. So she allegedly is going to re-record all the albums that were privy to whatever masters he got.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if she can do whatever she wants. Are you all familiar with the 2008 Universal Fire?
Yeah, yes. Like how so many masters were lost in that.
Yeah, like every time I Google a random like Wikipedia artist from like the past, the last paragraph is like they were revealed in June 2019 by the New York Times as being their masters were lost in the big 2008 Universal Fire. It's like, holy crap, there's so many people, so much music.
And it was 2008. They should have been backing shit up by then.
Hello, yeah. I mean, God, put it on a CDR at least. Jesus. But yeah, and they're like,
make a mixtape out of it.
Make a mixtape. Make a mixtape out of it.
When was the last time you made a mixtape?
Oh, boy. College, yeah. Like 03, 04. Yep. It's been a minute. Been a minute.
Yeah, I think I made mixed, like, playlists Maybe for Jenny five. when we were first dating. So that was 6 years ago.
Jenny, Jenny, who can I turn to?
I don't know that one.
You do. I don't know a number on the wall.
Oh, is that 867-5309? 867-5309.
You got it. Got it.
You got it.
I've been never on the for a good time. For a good time. Call.
I love how musical this episode is.
Got it.
Every Micah episode is musical. That's the beauty of this.
What am I going to do?
So, okay, final scores. Micah, you're going to get your three-peat bump, which is a half a point addition.
Oh.
Ooh.
And that half a point results in a delightful tie between the two of you.
Wow.
You share your victory.
I didn't lose. Yay. I thought this was the one.
But finally, I could just lose and never have to come back. But nope, you're on the hook again.
Damn it. What an honest show you run here. Like, you were like, I'm going to add up the scores. I'm like, literally no one at home has been like, oh.
Oh, yeah, nobody cares.
Just be like, oh, you get 10 and 20, you got 19 and a half. No one gives a crap. But I appreciate the authenticity of
Oh,
this
sure.
Production.
Well, and a lot of times I appreciate the poorly help. Because I'm more drunk than I am now. But right now, short columns of small numbers, no problem.
Yeah.
So we're good. So great job. Micah, is there anything you would like to plug?
Oh, boy. I mean, no, not really. I mean, I still host quizzes, you know.
Where and when?
I do Tuesdays at 7:30 at the Wild Corgi Pub in Cap Hill. And I do Thursdays at 7 o'clock at Spangalang Brewery. Spangalang and 5 points.
We still haven't done that one.
Yeah, we should do that. We should go to Spangalang sometime.
Yeah, got to catch them all. So, yeah, it's a fun time. I'm there. So what more can you want? And if you think I'm musical now... Just you wait.
Yeah, you guys really like Micah's quizzes are a lot of fun. Not to besmirch anyone else's quizzes, but Micah's quizzes are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Take that, Dave and Alyssa.
Yeah. The great Becca.
Who else do you have on
there? I was saying, we've had a lot of great quizzes. Yeah. Postmaster hosts on there.
If you wanted the blackest quiz in Denver, come down to one of my quizzes. Tuesday, Thursdays.
Yeah, because I really miss Niccolo's largely because of your quiz.
It's the only reason to miss it.
Yeah. I mean, and I had a sort of nostalgic love for the pizza because the original Niccolo's was in my hometown of Castle Rock where I grew up. So like we used to go there on Fridays when I was a wee lad. I know.
When I was a wee lad. Pastas. Australian for Nor'easter.
You're the Nor'easter now, dog.
And the Corgi Pub makes me nostalgic because I used to hang out there when it was Gabor's.
Yeah.
Back to Gabor's. We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, I was mentioning because I only went to Gabor's, I think, two or three times total before it closed. And then, Micah was like, I never knew it.
They let you smoke inside long after they weren't
grandfathered
supposed
to. Oh, they weren't even supposed to? Grandfather, just didn't care.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, kind of, I don't know, what is that, like?
Illegal.
Great-uncled? Like someone who just doesn't care at all. Being grandfathered in is like, oh, yeah, okay, well, technically we're related. But being great uncle is like, I don't really. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You can smoke that cigarette, but I'm going to town like Ryan Phillippe's kid on you.
Ryan Phillippe's son wouldn't have a chance with your great uncle, I'll tell you that right now. I'm all talk. You have nothing to worry about. Great uncle Bobby. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Run for the hills. Run to the hills. Run for your life. Anyway.
Shannon, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
I'd just like to thank Steno again for our lovely setup and for letting us record.
Yeah, absolutely. Steno Denver is a great co-working space here that is at 1627 Vine Street. And if you need a place to work during the day because you don't have an office or you just don't like the people you have to see every day, come on down. You can probably mention a vague idea to Rex. and he'll give you a free week to check out the space.
Really?
Are you sure about that? You got what, a week to lock that down?
He gives...
First of all, they're sponsoring. Now you're giving out a fucking promo code here.
He's like, and he'll probably, you know, he'll give you a free week. It'll be fine.
He'll be unless
who the fuck is Nate?
In fairness, unless I'm mistaken, he gives a free week away to anybody.
Wow.
So it's not... Yeah, you can do a trial week no matter what.
No, but you need, the promo code... Yeah. Yeah.
Vague idea.
You need to mention a vague idea to Rex, and then he'll be like, "Oh my god, you know, the keys to the castle are yours, baby." And you can have delicious beer from the Kegerator or fizzy cold brew coffee that they have recently added, which is nice.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's great. You know, plus if you're a podcaster, maybe you want a podcast here because it sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
It's nice. It's much better than the tin can bullshit we were doing before.
Oh, yeah. This is way better than a little orb in the middle of the table where we're just like, scream at the orb. Hope it picks it up.
I feel like I'm back at the SiriusXM studios. I used to work at XM. This is real stuff.
Yeah. No, this
can't vouch.
This is living. I don't know what else. If you like science fiction books, check out the sci-fi press that I co-founded called Spaceboy Books at readspaceboy.com. That we've got a couple books coming out at the end of the year that are a lot of fun. One by Brandon Getz titled Lars Breaks Face, Werewolf in Space is a lot of fun. We also have another book called First Woman on Mars that is a delightful and cutting satire of tech companies and private space travel and our sort of PR-driven society. So those are both good. And otherwise, if you like the show, tell people about it, because that's really the only way people will know that we're doing the show, because we don't advertise. And honestly, like, a lot of people tend to like it once they listen. You know, you just got to try it. It's like Neapolitan ice cream, right? You think you don't want those flavors, but when you do it, it's actually pretty tasty.
I was going to say heroin, but that's better.
Yeah, it's like heroin. The first one's free, and then after that, the rest of them are free. But better. Yeah. And you'll die a slow death, but that's either way. If you want to follow us on social media, that's A Vague Idea Pod on Twitter or A Vague Idea Podcast on Instagram. And we'll just try to make entertaining images for you to share all the time. It's great, right? You need more stuff to look at. Content isn't going to make itself.
Am I right?
Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Live your life and try not to make the world worse. Bye.
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 Bye. Jesse's on a vacation, far away. That's when I get one more song in.
A Vague Idea is written and produced by me, Nate Regolia, with Shannon Page and John Perros. If you like this podcast and you like anime, you should check out my podcast with Sean Gronkowski called You Better Believe This. That's found at moleholeradio.com. If you like science fiction books, you should check out the press that Sean and I started. It's called Spaceboy Books, and you can find us at readspaceboy.com.